week ago, roughly 7-8 days ago, the big story we were covering was the uncertainty in the markets. And it was, well, it was a mess. The Wall Street, the New York Stock Exchange, opened up after all the problems with the Asian markets, especially in China, Shanghai Composite. They opened up last Monday. It just exploded as far as losses, down 1,089 points, then rebounded somewhat by the end of the day. And by the end of the week, you know, things are looking hunky-dory. During this time, investors, maybe those who have money tied up with 401k, maybe those who are getting close to retiring, what were they thinking all week long? We were saying with experts here, you know, yeah, good move is to have your hands off. And yet still, the psychological effect of this, it can be not a pretty picture. To talk about it this morning, we always like to welcome in our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, a Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing at drjohnb.com. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave.
Well, it was a series of rough mornings and afternoons last week, and then there was exhilaration, the bounce back, the meltdown, and then the rally. You know, and that's the way markets work. It doesn't mean it's our economy, it's a market. But people's livelihoods are now tied up in the market. What about that psychologically?
Well, it's really tough for a lot of people. You know, in the past, traditionally, you could get a 5-6% on some, you know, bonds, and you didn't really have to worry. If you had a 501-4, you had a certain amount of money, you relied on that. Well, that hasn't been that way for a number of years. When the Fed is controlling money to the point that there's really, if you get 1 or 2%, you feel like you're totally on top of the world. So people have been often forced into the stock market. And the stock market, of course, is a big casino in some ways. So you can, things do go up, but then when they go down, there's a tremendous fear if you're in retirement, if you're near retirement. And I have seen people, Dave, particularly some of the crashes that have occurred, where they've had to continue working, or they were too much in equities, too much in stocks based on their age. You know, there's, it's a rule some people live by that you ought to have stocks and bonds to the percentage of your age. Okay, so it's a lot of people do take a lot of risk there. So when the stock market falls, like it did that 1,000-point drop here this past week, it can be absolutely devastating. The market is still down from where it was,
it is.
But it has gone up some, and the great fear is we'll get the free falls like we had in 2008, like we had around 2000. So when those things hit, they're really terrifying. This is why you have to really look at your level of risk psychologically. What are you willing to risk? What's your age frame? What are you trying to do? And really, the old saying, a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, certainly can relate to dealing with investing your money. But it can be devastating. I've had people I've talked to crying, all upset, not sure what to do, totally unnerved. And it's a pretty scary thing to see for a psychologist, or certainly people that manage people's money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you manage people's money, you can talk to them and say, okay, it's a, you can use the words that we use here on the show, like it's a correction. There's no correction when it comes to your 401k. I mean, you're either up or you're down, or you fill in the blank. It could be a much worse word than that. So you're right about that. But when you talk to these folks, when you talk to your clients who are older, you know, what do you say to, not specifically, you know, console them, but in general? I mean, how do you get them to look at this and say, well, this is, it's part of the pitfalls, but you've got a lot to live for, when they've seen part of their nest egg go down and they're ready to not so much cash out, but they're not in it for the long haul anymore and things didn't get protected? What do you tell someone like that?
I just tell people to be wise in terms of what you have. Certainly find somebody, if you can't do it yourself, that can advise you and give you good advice in terms of how to, you know, spend your money in terms of investing. But the main thing to do is get on with your life, move forward, and recognize there are such things as corrections, which are seen as healthy for a stock market, where there may be a 10-15% drop even. But it's when the chaos occurs, when it goes 20, 30, 40, that people become really terrified. And unfortunately, when people get out, they then are missing buying opportunities. And I just try to advise people. I say, look, when you have enough, when you feel you're close enough that you can live on that base with Social Security or retirement or whatever it might be, that's really a time not to be taking risks. And if you've lost more than you can, then you're going to have to somehow cope with spending less. You still can invest, but do it in really a judicious manner. But it's really tough, Dave. There are a lot of people out there that are feeling forced to make some type of return on their 401k. This is money, you know, they've saved for retirement. Here they are not working. They have Social Security, maybe even a small pension, but that the rest of the money is just going. So they're trying to invest. And it's really been quite good over the past few years.
Right.
It's just when the bad things hit, and it's hard to know when the bad thing is there. So you just have to be judicious. You have to find people that can help you if you can't do it yourself. And you just have to make good choices. But there's no question, even people that make good choices can lose and they can feel horrible. And it can be psychologically devastating to be older and see liquid assets leave. And
mm-hmm.
it can be a sad thing. And I think last week was devastating. And unfortunately, people that got out when it was 1,000 down really...
Ouch.
Yeah. But they see it go up again. So it's like you really can't deal with more than you can psychologically cope with, and try not to be playing, if you will, with money that you really have to have. Those have to be in totally secure places.
I think of John. I will leave you with this from my end: a bit of wisdom from my great aunt Flo, who was a pretty sharp customer, and she lived through the Depression as a young woman. She saw banks close with her own eyes, and she was very, I remember a conversation I had with her a few years ago, and she's on the phone from California, and she said, I just fired my stockbroker. And I said, oh, you did? I said, well, why? Well, I was making too much here. I said, wait a minute, stop, back up. And she told me, she goes, I fired him. He's too aggressive. He's too aggressive. And I told him what I wanted, and he went more. And she goes, she had her money in 5, 6, 7 different banks and different things. She always was diversified. She said, never have everything locked into one. I saw people lose everything, David. So you know what? There's a wisdom of a passage. I'm not saying it's the same, but that diversification, that's a word that doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away, and that at least can shield you somewhat. And so there it is.
And one last thing, in 1929, my dad was 34, and
okay.
he lost it, and he lost what he had. He was in business. He still survived, but he always warned of banks, and he never got over that Depression-era economist, you know, the idea of paying cash and not trusting banks, government. So the Depression-era crowd was definitely became a conservative group, and I think that's happened in some of the other real major market downfalls that have occurred in the past 15 years.
Dr. John Braccio is at Regional Psychological Services. That is in East Lansing. Of course, the podcasts are always there, drjohnb.com. As always, sir, we appreciate the chance to talk with you, try to impart some of your wisdom and expertise over these many years, and let's hope that people do good with their investments. That's always our wish.
Well, we want to make sure psychologically you deal with what you can deal with. Don't go overboard. Don't take big risks.
Yeah, no kidding. Dr. John B., thank you, sir.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.